Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And yes, this is episode 2 for Friday, December 13th, 2019, because I fucked up and didn't put up an episode yesterday on the 12th. So, I guess Friday the 13th is your lucky day. Could you get twice the Tavern Chat? Well, yesterday, part of the reason why I didn't post is because we have such a great time in the weekly Tavern Chat hangout over on the Discord server. Strong conversations. At 11:45, it was still going strong, and I had to bow out. I had to let my lovely wife, Rach, get some sleep. And I guess in the back of my mind, I was saying I got to do a podcast, but I totally fucking forgot. But we were talking about Kickstarters, and we were talking about the huge history of successfully funded, yet failed Kickstarters. And one of the probably best known is Kickstarter creators is Mike Nystuhl. Now, at least I say best known because, well, Mike was stacking Kickstarters. He had Axes and Anvils, Cairn. Axes and Anvils was a dwarven RPG. Cairn was a Woodland Animals RPG. And then Nystuhl's Infinite Dungeon by Mike Nystuhl, a massive old school dungeon crawl for Pathfinder. And what basically happened in Mike's case is that, and for those wondering, yes, Mike is supposedly the individual that Nystuhl's Magic Aura, the AD&D spell, first level spell, the false magical aura you can place on items. used by connivers and dishonest magicians everywhere, or magic users everywhere. So, yeah, supposedly that was named after Mike. Who can say? But he ran 3 Kickstarters pretty much concurrently and wasn't able to fulfill any of them. Nystuhl's Infinite Dungeon, the Infinite Dungeon, I believe, was sold off to another company who did not take the obligations. None of these people ever take the obligations. Why would you? But they take the IP. People think of PDFs of that in the end. Cairn was also sold off. And recently, Axes and Anvils completed. And that was completed by Andrew Shields. But Mike is the only one that I have seen to come out and say, I fucked up. Nobody should ever give me money again to run a business in my life because I can't do it. He fell on the sword. That's not a perfect solution, but I will accept falling on the sword. There's another, I guess we can't really call this one dead. Appendix N Adventure Toolkits, DCC RPG modules. Now, this was from Brave Halfling. And this stuff was due back in July of 2012. And I got something, I guess, early-ish on, I guess, 2014. But I didn't get anything since then. And it's been released since then that others have gotten. I have not. I backed at 100 because I was an idiot. And this one had all the warning signs, if you look back on it now. Giving away way too much for way too little. Not charging extra for shipping. Shipping is what's probably killing Mike right now. He's updated back in March. Apparently, he's still slowly shipping this shit out. But yeah, Mike's prior projects, not Kickstarted, were problems. To put it lightly. The Swords and Witchery White Box Set was late. People pre-ordered it. It was late. I ordered 2 boxes and One box came with the adventure. One box did not. I believe both came with pencils, but only one came with a crayon. Both came with dice. Only one came with a crayon or something like that. And I've understood from others that, yeah, like, it's like no two boxes in that were actually the same. You didn't get what you thought you were going to necessarily get. Then he had these really nice-looking boxes, RPG-themed boxes to store your modules in and other sort of shit. That was like, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years later than planned. Again, this is stuff early on in Kickstarter where now we would see the signs and go, yeah, fuck. I probably shouldn't touch this one. One of my favorites that never came to anything. This is what, it took the money and ran. Quantum by Joshua Frost. Joshua Frost was an Emmy Award-winning author, freelancer for Paizo on their Pathfinder game. And it was going to be an RPG, a new science fantasy RPG that blurs the line between magic and science. This was, in a lot of ways, what Starfinder became, right? Before its time. Well, let's just tell you right now, this stuff was supposed to ship in April of 2012. Okay? In 2014, we get the update, the final update. There hasn't been an update since then. May 6, 2014. I spent the better part of the last 8 months trying to decide how to write this post. I'm just going to say it. The project is dead for now, possibly forever. I spent the better part of the last 2 years trying not to throw anyone under the bus regarding the project's tardiness. I've been non-specific about details, taking the blame for it, watched people compliment the reason the project was late, and now it's dead as being a hard worker while I'm some asshole slacker. Now, I haven't been perfect. I've made key mistakes, mistakes born of inexperience running an entire company, and mistakes of trust. Well, here's the issue, okay? I'm going to cut to the chase. This whole running the entire company, something that Mike Nystol also did with the monies that he raised. Well, Mike also did a convention that never actually took off, but did take money from people. But Mike used the monies raised from his multiple Kickstarters to create a company. Not fulfill the Kickstarters. Rent office space, right? And have a receptionist, because that's what you need to have a company. In the case of Frost, he continues, I built an amazing business plan and budget with the help of a nonprofit in Seattle that does just that for new small businesses. I hired what I thought were the right people, and for the most part, they were. Though there were complaints, we released the beta on a timeline I was comfortable with. I'm not going to read the rest of his shit because it's throwing somebody else under the bus. But the money for Quantum RPG, and while that was still trickling, wasn't even released yet, he kickstarted a supplement for it, which didn't fund. But to me, that was a huge warning sign. If your core game isn't out yet, how are you kickstarting a supplement for it? Well, the reason was because he wanted to do like a pyramid scheme of paying himself forward. If I make money off the second Kickstarter, then I can actually complete my first Kickstarter because I'm losing all my money in this business. Kickstarter is not about taking money to form a business. Kickstarter is about taking money to complete a project. These are early mistakes in Kickstarter, and I need to remind people of this because I know there's still people coming around who think, I've got this great idea for this game I want to produce, but really what I want is to raise money for my business that I haven't even started yet and I have no product for. But I'm going to hire staff and rent an office. God, this shit frustrates the never-ending shit out of me. But then we have ones like Ernie Gygax Jr.'s The Hobby Shop Dungeon, a GP Adventures Castle and Campaign, the Memorial Tomb Kickstarter. Well, guess what? That one was two people going in, and they didn't waste the money, but they certainly weren't prepared for the amount of work that goes into a project like this. They are creators, not business people. We'll put it to you that way. And this got saved by Trollord Games. I've talked about this recently. They just updated today. It's great to see these updates because you know what's going on. Or you get more of an idea. They're still trying to tackle getting this back on course. But I have faith in it. Now, yes, if you look at the Kickstarter page, when was this due? March 2016. So it's 3.5 years late. Probably going to be about four and a half before we finally see it. But we will see it. And these guys, Ernie and Benoit, did not take the money that was raised from this project and say, hey, let's rent an office and let's hire staff. No, they're like, how can we put this toward our project? So the money, the bulk of the money, is still there. Awesome. Awesome. So that was a conversation that we were having last night. So if you hang out and join us on the Tank Cars Tavern Discord server on a Thursday night, right now we're doing Thursday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern. You hang out in the speakeasy room and you'll be able to participate in conversations like that and maybe influence what I talk about here on the podcast. All right, folks, on that note, oh, just a reminder, OSR Christmas kicked off on the blog site today. There are a lot of really sweet gifts you can grab over the next 5 days. You can put your name into the hat by making a comment at tankcarstavern.com and looking up the most recent OSR Christmas post. It's going to take comments for 5 days, and then I will award the gifts randomly. So all you got to do is comment. Good deal. Good gifts. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.